You're with Bruce Whitfield on 702.
702.
And on to Peter Major we go. And Peter, it's been a dreadful reporting period for the massive platinum group metals companies listed on the JSE. We've seen huge job losses announced out of most of them. And we've seen price collapses in platinum group metals. And, you know, we reflect generally on the platinum price itself, and that's been pretty awful. Platinum group metals as a basket, the five metals, have all, I think, come under quite a lot of pressure over the last year or so.
Well, you pretty much summed it up. There's not a lot I can add to that, Bruce. But
you do it so well, Peter. You do it so well. I mean, why is it that the demand for platinum group metals has fallen off a cliff the way it has?
I don't believe that. I don't believe the demand has fallen off that much, but it's always on the margin. Say somebody wants 400 tons of PGMs for 3 years in a row, and you start producing 400 tons, so they don't have to take it out of a stockpile, then the fourth year they want maybe 395 tons, you know, 5 tons less. So as we know, just that marginal little difference can trigger that the price of everything else falls. But I think there's a couple factors here we've got to keep in mind. Platinum prices today, add the three prices together, rhodium, palladium, and platinum. That's 93% of the whole basket they get. Those prices today are at the long-term average. If you go back 80 years, that's exactly the average of the last 80 years. But that's in real terms. So you say, well, then why are we having a train smash? We're having a train smash because everybody got addicted to the massive prices we've had in 2020, 2021, 2022, and half or a little bit of 2023. So it was 3 years of mind-boggling prices. 3 years we've never seen ever. Rhodium, the highest we'd ever seen in 80 years was $10,000 an ounce. But during COVID, it went to $30,000 an ounce, three times the highest we've ever seen it. Highest we'd ever seen palladium was maybe $1,100. It went to $3,000. So it's like putting a guy in an airplane, you get him up so high, he starts floating. And he says, man, maybe this is reality. And you float for 2 or 3 years and you start thinking, yeah, this is the way it's going to go. No, now they've returned to Earth. And the spending, some of these companies just spent too much money when they were making it instead of putting it away for a rainy day. And now we've had 4 years of inflation, 10% plus. So prices are back to where they were 4 years ago, but your costs are 40, 50% higher. So there's no margin now.
Yeah, and that's a big problem for South African producers of the metal. And of course, we do have some of the highest reserves of platinum in the world. Us and Russia are blessed with platinum group metals. And we would have thought that, you know, Russian supply due to sanctions would be less of an issue. And actually, the prices may have been supported better than they have. And that hasn't come to bear either because, I don't know, the sanctions aren't biting in the way we thought they were, or they're just, yeah, or something else has changed.
You've brought out a great point, Bruce. There were some different factors here 4 years ago. You had a big one called COVID, and then followed by the Russian invasion of Ukraine. And you're so right. COVID put the squelch on production a little bit, and the Russian invasion meant a lot of the Western world wasn't going to take any of those PGMs from Russia anymore. So those two factors combined were definitely responsible for this squeeze going up as high as it did and lasting as long as it did. But we know COVID is long gone now. That doesn't factor in. And the Russians are very crafty at finding ways of getting the metal through other channels. And China and probably even a lot of other countries are probably only too happy to buy it at slightly discounted prices. So, yes, all that Russian metal is coming right through just various different channels. And maybe the world's not taking quite so much platinum as they'd forecast they were going to as well. But these prices are not that bad. I know the producers are going to yell at me, but if you're at a long-term mean, that indicates you spend half your life below that mean. And boy, if you look at a graph where these prices have been before, and our industry survived pretty well, but it has much higher inflation now. It has regulations coming out of their ears that never existed before, and bad inflation.
So, I mean, do you see sort of hope for this industry, or does it just need to recalibrate, get used to the fact that prices are not, without a crisis, going to do miraculous things? And they've got to, as they've been doing in recent times, mothballing mines, laying off, unfortunately, workers, which is tragic at any time, and really containing their costs in order to grow their margins once again to become attractive investment opportunities.
Everything you've mentioned will work, and I think is going to be taken on. They should put you in head of some of these mines, Bruce. You're right. you're going to cut your costs. You're going to call your suppliers in, like the big automakers in America do it. When there's a big recession, let alone a depression, you always read the books. Chevy, General Motors, Chrysler. They call the guys in and say, look, you're going to take a 35% cut, or we're just going to have to close the factory. You've got no business. And the auto manufacturers do it dramatically. We don't have to do it like that. But boy, these suppliers, the service industries, they've made a ton of money off this. And most of the mines didn't argue with it. You just want the production. You want the revenue. So you've definitely got to call in your suppliers and say, hey, I can get that 50% less than somewhere else. If you can't discount it 25% and help me out, then I'm going to get it somewhere else. And you've got to call in labor too. And you've got to say, guys, we got a choice here. We got 20,000 jobs at this salary, and we got no jobs at that salary. I think there's a happy medium here. And government can play a big positive role instead of a big negative role. So, yes, suppliers, rationalization. You might have some layoffs, but you don't have to have massive retrenchments here. You can have some early retirement. Maybe shifting people around. There's a lot of things they can do. Laying people off is not the first choice, but everybody has to come to the party. They can't sit there hoping for prices to go up. Everybody's got to be acting now and really putting in an effort. Government, unions, communities, workers, management, suppliers, everybody.
Peter Major, thank you. He is a mining analyst, one of the country's top mining analysts. Peter Major this evening. The crisis in the platinum sector, and yeah, unfortunately, we're going through that a very uncomfortable period of re-engineering, rethinking, reimagining the way in which a sector needs to look.